Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Thursday, July 8th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, simply the best dentist that there's ever been. He's been my dentist the last 28 years. I'm not going to go to some guy as a dentist. Dentistry is too important. My teeth are too important to me to trust to some guy. Dr. Mike O'Neill is not some guy. He is the guy. Give him a call, 317-849-2933. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports, shall we? On this Thursday, we've got less than 3 weeks to the opening of Colts camp. This Colts season is going to be really important. This is Chris Ballard's fifth at the helm of the Indianapolis Colts, and how this season goes is going to determine in large part how fans perceive him moving forward. Also, Frank Reich. So this is a key season. Success this year, what is it? Getting to the playoffs, winning the AFC South, moving on in the playoffs, not necessarily a Super Bowl, but perhaps if some position groups kind of tilt the right way, maybe there's a chance of that happening. So we're going to predict the 53-man roster, and we're going to grade the position groups and tell you in which position groups the Colts need lift in order to reach their goals for this season. First, let's talk about quarterback. Obviously, this is essential. You need great play out of a quarterback to get to the playoffs, to win a division, to move forward in the playoffs. The quarterback is the position that is the point of differentiation between good and great teams. This offseason, the Colts went out on a limb. They traded for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, 2017 through 19, he was really good. 2020, not so good. In fact, led the NFL in interceptions and sacks against and set both those marks in just 12 games. Benched in favor of Jalen Hurts, the Eagles dealt him to the Colts. As a result of that, got some draft equity for the former number two overall pick. So Carson Wentz is going to be the starter. Jacob Eason, as it looks today, is going to be the backup. Is he a quality backup? If Carson Wentz goes down, is Jacob Eason good enough to kind of keep the boat afloat? That's the question with this group. Number one, which Carson Wentz is going to show up? Second, is Jacob Eason the guy who can step in and get some things done in place of Carson Wentz? Third, you've got Sam Ehlinger, the rookie out of Texas, sixth-round draft pick. Ehlinger, I think, could be kind of a Taysom Hill-type guy in this offense. I know it's wrong, theoretically, to keep three quarterbacks on the active roster. But Ehlinger is a good runner. He can catch the ball. He can do a lot of things. Athletically, he could be that guy who can go get you a couple of yards like Jacoby Brissett did last year in quarterback sneak situations. So do they want to keep a third quarterback on the active roster? I don't think they will. I think Ehlinger is going to go on the practice squad. Wentz and Eason will be on the active roster, and I would give this position group a grade of B. They could move up to A- or B+, or they could move down to C plus, C minus. The way that thing goes is going to determine in large part where the Colts wind up this season. Are they a 12-win team? Are they a 9-win team? How Carson Wentz plays, how Eason plays as a backup is going to go a long way toward determining that. All right, let's talk about the running back position. You've got Jonathan Taylor, who was awesome last year as a rookie out of Wisconsin. You've got Marlon Mack, who is healthy and we hope stays healthy. If Marlon Mack stays healthy and you throw Nyheim Hines, kind of the gadget play guy, into that mix at running back, you got those three guys, Taylor, Mack, and Hines. I give that group an A-. And that's just me being a cynic, all right? They probably deserve an A. The running game for the Indianapolis Colts, if the offensive line stays healthy, they're going to make this offense move, and they're going to take a lot of pressure off the quarterback position and put Wentz or Eason in a position where they can succeed. All right, at wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton. Okay, he's getting a little older. Michael Pittman Jr. Okay, he's getting a little bit older, but that's a good thing for a guy who was a rookie last year out of USC. You've got Paris Campbell, who hopefully is a little bit healthier in year three. You've got Zach Pascal. You've got Des Patman. You've got DeMichael Harris. I think those are the six guys that wind up on the 53-man roster for the Indianapolis Colts. This position group, I would grade a C. I don't think there's a dynamic number one receiver in that group of guys, in that group of six. I don't think you have one. I think this is going to be kind of to the, this position group is going to be to the NFL as the Indiana Pacers are to the NBA. You're trying to do it not with superior level play, but by the aggregation of moderately talented individuals who can come together and give the Colts, maybe they can combine into one formidable force offensively, go up and get 50-50 balls. Hilton, get open deep. Campbell, get open underneath and run a long way. That's what this group is going to have to be. I give them a C, but I could be talked into a C minus with this group. How about tight end? Jack Doyle, Mo Alie-Cox, and Kylan Granson. I don't know about Kylan Granson. Kylan Granson can't block, or at least didn't show an ability to block when he was at SMU. He comes to the Colts as a guy who could offensively do some things with his hands. He can catch the ball. He can run with the football after he catches it. He's not terribly fast, but he is a little bit elusive. So I kind of like Kylan Granson. And I like Jack Doyle a lot. He's gone to Pro Bowls. I like Mo Alie-Cox. He graded exceptionally well, according to Pro Football Focus last year. He's the fifth best tight end in the NFL. I give this group a B minus. I'm going to change it. I'm going to give him a B. Because Jack Doyle went to Cathedral. What are we doing? We can't give a guy who went to Cathedral, was undrafted out of Western Kentucky, can't get, a group led by that kind of citizen cannot be given a B minus. I'm going to give him a B. So I think they're interesting as potential weapons. Jack Doyle is a guy you can count on. I think Mo Alie-Cox is a guy who can block and can catch. And once he catches it with those big, giant hands, he can run with it a little bit. The offensive line. This is kind of an interesting group because everything is determined by who the left tackle is. Is it going to be Eric Fisher in week one? Is it going to take him September to get that Achilles completely healed and that leg strengthened to the point where he can anchor that offensive line at the left tackle position? Or is it going to be Sam Tevy for a while? If it's Eric Fisher and he's healthy, this group is an A to an A minus. They are critical to the success of Carson Wentz, of the running game. They make this whole engine go. And that's why Chris Ballard built this roster from the inside out. You don't build with wide receivers. You build with interior linemen who can block for the run, block for the pass protection. And that's what these guys can do. If Eric Fisher's healthy, I give him an A minus. I give him a B if not, because you got three potential Pro Bowl guys. Quentin Nelson, you know, is going to the Pro Bowl. Braden Smith should go to the Pro Bowl. Ryan Kelly has gone to the Pro Bowl. All are still young in their NFL careers, and these guys together, even without Eric Fisher, this is a better than average, better than league average offensive line. Down the line, the backups, I think they keep Danny Pinter. They're going to keep Sam Tevi. I think they're going to keep Julian Davenport as well. Will Holden and Joey Hunt, the backup center, I think they're going to keep. I think Will Freeze out of Penn State, I think he winds up going on to the practice squad. Let's talk about special teams for a minute. I think Rodrigo Blankenship holds on to his job. Eddie Pinheiro is going to come into camp and is going to try to push Rodrigo Blankenship. I think, like I said, Blankenship, a few doinks last year. I think he missed five. Four of them were doinks. And I think while you don't forgive those, either you score or you don't. It's either a make or a miss. I think Blankenship looked like a really, really good and a predictably good kicker last year out of Texas. So I think they keep him. Rigoberto Sanchez is one of the best punters in terms of net yardage in the league. He is really, really good at pinning opponents back inside their own 10, inside their own 5. So I think that they're going to keep Sanchez. And why wouldn't you keep Luke Rhodes, right? You're going to keep Luke Rhodes. Long snappers, you just hope you never pay attention to. You hope you never notice them, because if you do, it's likely because they made some kind of awful mistake that's going to turn a game in the wrong direction. Let's talk about the defensive line. Kwity Paye. And this, the defensive line's a little bit goofy because you're talking about Dio Odangbo. If Odangbo is healthy, that's one version of this line. If he's not, that's another version. I've got him as not being healthy, so I'm not counting him against the 53-man roster. Kwity Paye, Kamoko Touré, Tyquan Lewis, Al-Kadeen Muhammad, who can kind of move inside or outside. I'm counting him as a defensive end. And Ben Banigou, I've got as the defensive ends. This is nut-cutting time for Ben Banigou. He's got to show something this year. I think it's the same thing for Kamoko Touré, who's still listed as kind of questionable with that ankle. Kamoko Touré has got to show some explosiveness at the end of that defensive line as he spells Kwity Paye or he's on the other side of Kwity Paye. Kwity Paye's the key. If Kwity Paye can get to the quarterback and be relentless against the run, this group has a chance to be halfway decent. I'm going to give them a C+, because I don't know what they're going to be. No Danico Autry, no Justin Houston. That's a bad deal. If you've got Hurricane Dio at one end and Kwity Paye on the other, I think in 3 years, they're going to be awesome. But as rookies, it takes time for them to be dynamic playmakers. This is not. Kwity Paye is really unlikely to be Aldon Smith. Aldon Smith was terrific for the 49ers after he was taken in the top 10, right? Terrific the first 2 years he played. And then he went haywire. And you know, that's the way it goes. You make mistakes. You live a life like Aldon Smith was living. And all of a sudden, your football career goes poof. Although last year he played for the Dallas Cowboys. I give that group a C+. There's room to come up. If they come up, if the quarterbacks come up to an A-, and the defensive ends come up from a C+ to a B or a B+, this team is going to win the AFC Central. If the cornerbacks, in addition to the defensive ends, come up from a C+, I'll tell you what the cornerbacks are in a moment. If they come up to A-level play, in large part because of the defensive ends and defensive tackles putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, this is a potential Super Bowl team. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Defensive tackles, DeForest Buckner, second best in the game behind Donald. You know what? DeForest Buckner is terrific and a really good dude. And every time he opens his mouth, I think I'm listening to DeMarco Farr. That's how good a guy DeForest Buckner is. Grover Stewart, really, really good. Latter round draft pick a few years ago that Chris Ballard made. Grover Stewart has a chance to take another leap up this year. These guys are going to rotate throughout the year. So you need depth at the defensive front, and I think that the Colts have some. Rob Windsor, he went on the COVID list last year late in the season, after being a latter round pick in last year's draft out of Penn State. You've got Taylor Stallworth, and they signed Antoine Woods, who played the last couple of years for the Cowboys. I think that this is a deeper group. I think it's a more disruptive group. And I think in combination with those guys working on the edges, as maybe those guys on the edges come in, guy like Al-Kadeen Muhammad, like I said, I think defensively, that front can raise some hell, and they're going to have to. Linebacker, anyway, I give the defensive tackles a B+, in large part because of Buckner and Stewart, right? Buckner is an A-level player. Stewart, I'd grade as like a B-minus. The aggregate, I give as a B+. All right, linebackers. Darius Leonard, Bobby Okereke, you got E.J. Speed, Zaire Franklin, Jordan Glasgow, because he is a superb special teamer. Sky Moore, you've got Okereke in the middle, you've got Leonard, and then you've got the third. From this group of guys, it's a large group of guys, and I'm not sure which of these guys is going to win that starting spot, and I'm not sure which of these guys is going to be kept on the roster. I've got Matthew Adams not being kept on the roster because he's not terribly fast. He hits hard, but in the speed category, not great, and it doesn't really matter who that third linebacker is. It's not that big a deal because more often than not, the Colts run out of the nickel with the third cornerback. So because Darius Leonard is outstanding and I think Bobby Okereke is going to be a really a high-quality replacement for Anthony Walker, I give that position group a B. Cornerbacks, Kenny Moore, Xavier Rhodes. I think they're really good. Kenny Moore, one of the best slot corners in the NFL. Xavier Rhodes, 31, but he's still got good football left in him. We saw that last year. And then you've got some guys from whom you got to get quality work at that third cornerback. Last year it was Rock Ya-Sin, and that didn't work because Rock Ya-Sin is not fast enough to outrun his mistakes. That's a problem. TJ Carey, he's getting a little bit older. He had a pick he took to the house last year. TJ Carey did some nice work after coming over as a free agent. But I think that Isaiah Rodgers is going to be the guy who locks down that starting spot opposite Kenny Moore and Xavier Rhodes. I think it's going to be him. I think it's going to be Isaiah Rodgers. Now, it could be Marvell Tell. Do you count Tell as a safety or a cornerback? Right now, he's listed on the depth chart as a safety. Does it matter? He sat out last year because of COVID. You can't tell me that that doesn't leave a mark in the locker room and within the front office. You just can't tell me that. You know what? I'd rather not play. I'd rather not take the risks that the rest of the roster that they're taking. Those guys are going to ball out, represent the horseshoe, and they're going to go play football and compete. Me? I'm going to sit back and I'm going to take the temperature of this COVID thing for the next year and then come back. That has to leave a mark. I can't believe it won't leave a mark. But I think they're going to keep Marvell Tell. I think he's going to be kept. He is a really good athlete, and we're going to find out whether he can play or not this year. And if he can't play, if he doesn't show himself to be worthy of a roster spot in training camp, I think it's bye-bye to Marvell Tell. But I think Isaiah Rodgers is going to be that third corner. All right, at safety, and by the way, the corners I give a B because Kenny Moore is just that good. And Xavier Rhodes has the capability of being really good in that system for this upcoming season. Maybe only this upcoming season, but during this upcoming season. All right, at safety, Kari Willis, Julian Blackman. They're the starters. You've also got the two Sean Davises. One signed as a free agent, and one was drafted out of Florida. And then you've got George Odom, who I think can play a little bit of football as a safety, but he is terrific at special teams. All right, so that group, I give a B+. That is the 53-man roster, and the aggregate grade for this 53-man roster, you don't have any D groups, which is good, but really you don't have a lot of A groups either. The A groups are limited to the offense at the running back spot, and then the A- for the offensive line if you've got Eric Fisher healthy. So this is a team, they're B. And B, you win 11 games, and you go to the playoffs, and you see what's going to happen in the playoffs. But it's all going to be determined by Carson Wentz. Can you keep him clean? Can he avoid mistakes? Can he avoid putting himself in harm's way where he's going to get knocked out of games and have to be replaced by Jacob Eason? And then on the other side, are you going to be able to put pressure on the opposing quarterback? It's going to be the defensive ends, and it's going to be quarterback play. And that's true for probably 25 of the 32 NFL teams. It's always that. And that's why Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowls, right? The Super Bowl is going to be contested between teams that have really good quarterbacks, and that probably drips down to the conference finals games, those conference championships. And there are, you know what? Carson Wentz, if he winds up in the top 10, I think the Colts got a chance to win a Super Bowl. If he's outside the top 10, they got no chance to win a Super Bowl. I think it's just that simple. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent is going to be awesome. 8 o'clock, straight up. We got lots going on this weekend. Going to be fantastic. And we'll talk about it all tomorrow. 8 straight up, like I said, on YouTube Live. And then immediately thereafter on Facebook Live. And a beautiful weekend ahead. I cannot wait. We'll talk to you then, tomorrow morning. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.